Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, October 5th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. A Salida City Election Candidate Forum, co-sponsored by Truth Has a Voice Foundation and Arc Valley Voice, and the League of Women Voters of Chaffee County was held last night, Wednesday, October 4th, at the Tuber Building. Candidates running for election this year include current Mayor Dan Shore, who is running unopposed for a second term, Suzanne Fontana, running unopposed for the Ward 1 seat currently held by City Council member Jane Templeton, Aaron Stevens and Adrian Kuhn, running for the Ward 2 seat currently held by Mike Pollack. Both these members have declined to run again. In Ward 3, current council member Elisa Pappenfort will be running against Jackie Byrne. There are also two candidates for the city treasurer position, Ben Gilling and Wales Martin. Speaking of elections and the League of Women Voters of Chaffee County, the League is once again offering its election 411 guide in advance of the November 7th election. This nonpartisan guide is a one-stop shop for election information. It provides tools to help Colorado voters navigate the voting process for local, municipal, and school board elections during this off-year election cycle. They are encouraging voters to visit Vote411's website to make a voting plan. The website, which can be accessed at www.vote411.org, will go live with its candidate and issue information on October 9th. Voters can enter their addresses to access information about certified candidates in local races. Voters can also use Vote411 as a source to verify their voter registration and register to vote. Just as a reminder, the Salida School District Board of Directors election has been canceled, and the five candidates were reappointed by acclamation. Buena Vista voters will be electing school board members. There are five total seats open on the board for Districts 1, 3, 4, and 2 at-large seats. The at-large and District 1 seats are contested races. Ballots will be mailed to all registered voters between October 16th and October 20th. The 2023 State Ballot Information Booklet has already been sent out to help prepare for the vote. In other news, the case of Darren Patterson Christian Academy versus Roy will receive a hearing which begins this morning in the United States District Court for the District of Colorado. The case involves the state's new universal preschool program known as UPK. The Buena Vista-based Darren Patterson Christian Academy will be represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF. The ADF, formerly the Alliance Defense Fund, is an American conservative Christian legal advocacy group that focuses on attempts to expand Christian practices within public schools and in government, outlaw abortion, and curtail the rights of LGBTQI people. The case pits a Christian preschool that wants to take public money against state and federal government equal rights laws. Voters in Colorado approved free universal preschool in November 2021. Darren Patterson Christian Academy in Buena Vista applied for and obtained approval to participate in Colorado's new universal preschool program. By the end of June 2023, they said they would not comply with Colorado anti-discrimination laws, but demanded to be treated the same in receiving preschool funds. State mandates require that schools receiving state funds in the UPK program will be subject to state hiring laws, which prohibit, among other things, discrimination based on religious faith or lack thereof. The school claims that this requirement will alter internal rules and policies that are based on the school's religious beliefs about sexuality and gender, including those that relate to restroom usage, pronouns, dress codes, and student housing during expeditions and field trips. The lawsuit filed by the state-licensed Christian preschool facility, which operates under the name Busy Bees, sues the state over the anti-discrimination requirement. It claims that meeting the state's anti-discrimination standards will require the facility to, quote, surrender their religious character, their Christian beliefs, and exercise to participate in Colorado's universal preschool program just like everyone else. And finally, the Chaffee County community lost one of its leading lights last Thursday morning, September 28th, when longtime resident Reverend Forrest Whitman passed away at his home. Whitman was perhaps best known for being a railroad enthusiast who often wrote about his passion for Colorado Central Magazine, among other publications, as well as hosting a podcast called On the Rails, which was broadcast on this very radio station. He was also a sharp political observer and commentator, having served as a commissioner for Gilpin County prior to relocating to Salida. There will be a memorial gathering at 1 p.m. on Sunday, October 8th at A Church in Salida. The family is asking for the word to be spread across the community that all are welcome. If those who can would bring cookies, sweets, or other finger foods, the family says it would be most welcome. From me to you, Forrest, I say so long, and may your journey to the Big Rock Candy Mountain be smooth and peaceful. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, October 12th at 9:45 a.m.